I thought you guys might like the new theme song. I decided to retire Wild Cherry, play that funky music, White Boy, in favor of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. It grabs you right from the beginning and just sucks you right in. So anyway, welcome to the show, loves. It is 10 minutes after 2 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Very kind of you to join us on this day. I appreciate your time very much. I try to be as respectful of it as I possibly can be when you call into the program, because I don't like anybody on hold any longer than they have to be. And that's good. You know, the one thing I have been laughing hysterically, in fact, almost as though I'm mentally ill, over one of the topics that we did yesterday, which was one-hit wonders. And how could we possibly forget this song that I mentioned to Tanner before we came on today? How did this song escape the mix? Let her rip, Tanner.
It's gonna hurt.
Uh-huh.
Before I say another word, let me tell you I love you.
He says no redeeming qualities.
Let me hold you close and say these words as gently as
no,
I can.
I'm sensing a confession coming up.
There's been another man that I've needed and I've loved.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't mean I love you less.
Sure it does. She was banging him.
And he knows he can't possess me. And he knows he never will.
Oh, side piece.
It's just this empty place inside of me. It only
Oh, keep it going, Tanner. Keep it going. I've got editorial comments for this.
Torn between two lovers. Feeling like a
not necessarily. Episiotomy. You know, they could have worked that word into the song, really. Might have actually improved it. All right, Tanner, that's about enough of that. Anybody remember the artist of that one? All right, Mary McGregor. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary McGregor, one-hit wonder. I got to tell you guys, I had such a blast doing that show yesterday. I can't even believe it. The songs that you guys called in with were absolutely sensational. I'd say 90% of them I knew, 10% of them I didn't know at first, 5% of them I knew once we started playing them, and then 5% I'd never heard before. But I thought we had some great selections yesterday for one-hit wonders, and I wouldn't mind doing a longer version of that maybe sometime next week, like maybe Monday after the Bills lose to the Dolphins. I'm thinking that maybe that's when it's going to happen. But anyway, so Tanner, did you have as much fun as I yesterday during the one-hit wonder show? Because I mean, I saw the smile on your face.
Oh yeah, it was fun. It was a whirlwind, I will say, because a lot, like you said yesterday, I'm doing about the work of five people, and I am just
sure.
Obviously one person. But you know what? It was very much fun. Definitely earned my money yesterday, but I had a grand old time in the process.
Yeah, well, you earned your money. You earned that $300,000 a year they pay you.
Not to say that I don't normally earn my money when I produce this show, but yesterday was certainly quite hectic. But you know what?
It was
worth it. It was very fun.
You did, seriously, Tanner, you did an amazing job, because I was calling on you at the last minute for these obscure songs, some of which I kind of knew the title, but I didn't really know the title. And you pulled them out, and you pulled it all together. And I'm thinking maybe Monday to cheer people up after the Dolphins destroy the Bills, that'll be a great topic.
Well, I won't disagree with you that it'll be a great topic. I will take exception about the Dolphins destroying the Bills, but I won't disagree that this is a great topic.
Yeah, well, everybody thought I was wrong when I said the Bengals would destroy the Bills in the playoffs, and I hate to say it, but I was right on that one. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I can almost hear those dials clicking off right now. I'm always going to tell you how I feel, and if that's how I feel, that's how I feel, and that's my analysis of the situation, and I hope I'm wrong, but if I'm not, I'm not going to be terribly surprised. I don't base my life based on the fortunes of the Buffalo Bills or the lack of fortunes of the Buffalo Bills, but hey, it is what it is. And I don't know, Dolphins look pretty darn right invincible. And I keep thinking back to that game a year ago in Miami. Remember the Heat game where they had the Bills in the sunshine and Dolphins had the shade and every Buffalo Bill was cramping up big time and they had people being doubly hydrated with IVs. Remember that game? And then the playoff game was not exactly a route by the Buffalo Bills. So, I don't know, it'll be an interesting game to check out. But I must tell you right in advance here on Thursday that I'm not terribly optimistic about the Bills' chances in this one. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be. I might even put some money on the game. I might. I'm not really into gambling and everything, but I might do that. Anyway, would you prefer somebody who tells you what you want to hear to pander to you, or would you prefer somebody who tells you what he really thinks is going to happen? And I think the Dolphins are going to destroy the Bills. It's that simple. I know that's not very popular, but again, I'm not going to hose you for the sake of hosing you. Now, one thing that I do want to get into here on WBEN is there are, as I remember my news releases from the DEC, there are two major times when you have to look out for deer on the road. One is springtime and the other is right now, fall time. Because of the deer movement and migration patterns. And I made reference to it yesterday that the deer in my neighborhood, basically, there are so many deer that they have actually congregated in street gangs. They wear leather jackets. They come out at every time of day. And if I looked out my front window right now on my street, I know I'd probably see about 18 deer just standing there on my lawn saying, huh, what's going on? He's looking at us. Oh, okay. I mean, I've noticed that the deer have gotten more and more brazen with their daytime appearances. And the funniest thing of all is when I was a kid, and when you were a kid, I bet your parents took you to Allegheny State Park, right? Maybe Letchworth State Park. And I bet maybe your mom or dad said, hey, keep your eyes peeled. You might see a deer. Do you know that all those times we went to the state parks, we didn't see a single deer. And yet now in the suburbs, not the exurbs, not the state parks, every single night, I see more deer than I can count, including last night, looked like a couple of maybe a mommy deer and a very small fawn. And deer crossed right in front of my car, maybe about 20 feet away. So it wasn't a close call like that once I told you about. But it was pretty nasty. And I know I've done this topic before, and I know I've done it in the not terribly distant future. But have you had a collision with a deer? Some people I know have hit multiple deer. Now, according to people I've talked to, these are not chargeable accidents by your insurance company. Now, I don't know if that is reality or if that is some kind of weird and bizarre fiction designed to make you feel better about insurance companies. I don't know. But there are people, there are places where the deer are just, they are absolutely... it's just unbelievable how thick this area is with deer. And, you head out to Millersport and certain streets around Millersport, like leading into parallel to Transit Road. I think Klein is that one of them? I've only lived in a place for so many years and I still don't know the street names. That is so me. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, was going to DeVolio's on Transit. And I took a street. I'm not sure exactly which one it was. But everywhere you looked, both sides of the street, there were deer. And when I say deer, I don't mean, oh, look, a couple of deer. I mean, wow, a couple of million deer. Holy crap. So that may be a slight hyperbole, but there were a bunch of deer. In fact, there were so many deer that I decided on the way back, no, we are not going to take this road. Because if there were that many deer when it was still broad daylight munching on the side of the road, I will bet you it's going to be even more hazardous on the drive home. So I decided to take Transit Road, figuring that although I've seen deer on transit, again, life is a question of statistics and probabilities. So I just decided that what I would do is take transit and didn't see a deer. But they're all over the place in my neighborhood. Used to be you talk to people in East Amherst, you talk to people in Lockport, Niagara County, Cattaraugus County, Allegheny County, and almost all of those people had a close encounter with deer, as in hitting them with the car. So you can actually help your fellow drivers and your fellow citizens right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I wish I had a pin map where I could put pins inside the areas of question. Where exactly did you hit your deer? Where exactly did you hit your deer? How many have you bagged with your car? Have you bagged the limit with your car or with your truck? Worst thing I ever saw was two taking on a tractor trailer on Transit Road at once. I assure you, it did not end well for the deer, and it was grisly. There was nothing the truck driver could have done about it because these stupid things just ran right in the middle of the road. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't think that shooting and killing them is the answer. I think deer contraception is one of the answers, although it's very hard to get them to stand still to put on the condom, and you got to be there just the right time. So prophylactics may not exactly be the right thing, possibly some kind of chemical castration of the deer. But how many deer have you actually hit with your car? I'm not talking about going out hunting. I'm talking about just driving along, and before you know it, there's a deer right in front of you, and you can't do a thing about it. Now, I'm going to knock on wood. I notice as I've gotten older, it's harder to knock on wood. But I've not yet hit a deer. Number one, come very close about, what, a month ago, was it? I told you the story right after it happened. But I hope I never do hit a deer, but it may be inevitable. I'm not 100% on that. It may be inevitable simply because of the number of deer on roads that I happen to frequent with some great regularity. So in any event, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Where did you hit your deer? Or perhaps it might be plural deer, as the case may be. And I'm sure that, like me, and my recent experience coming within an inch of nailing the hindquarters of a very small deer, which still would have left a very large gaping hole in the front of my car and probably resulted in at least the headlight being replaced and possibly the front panel being replaced, I was able to avoid it. And the other thing is, I'm going to add on to that because I did do the topic not all that long ago. I'm going to add on to that your close encounters with wildlife. We haven't done this show in years. Close encounters with wildlife. And one of the greatest disappointments in my life, I'm not even sure if hedgehogs, do you happen to know, Tanner, are hedgehogs native to Western New York? I should really look that up. I've always wanted to see a hedgehog. I happen to think hedgehogs, and I'm not talking about Ron Jeremy, I just happen to think that hedgehogs are among the cutest animals in the entire world. I don't know why I like hedgehogs so much, but I just think they are so incredibly cute. And the other one is porcupines. Now, I know we have porcupine in Western New York. I know that. People have sent me pictures of porcupines. I have never seen in the wild, in Western New York or anywhere else for that matter, a porcupine. And unfortunately, your dog may have very well come into contact with a porcupine, and I've seen pictures, and it doesn't look terribly fun for the canine. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. No, there is zero chance we're playing Yummy, 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 I've Got Love in My Tummy, because that's actually borderline obscene. I think, according to FCC rules and regulations. 803-0930, where did you hit your deer? How many have you gotten? What was the experience like with the insurance company and your close encounters with other wildlife in Western New York? Like, how about bear? I have a friend who was nice enough, and I put that in quotes, to send me a picture of a very, very large eastern black bear that was roadkill somewhere in the rural part of western New York. And I was like, you know what? In the future, you don't have to send me the picture of the dead bear with the blood coming out of its mouth. I can kind of imagine what it looks like. Don't need to see it. It's like, I don't fish. So when people whip out their cell phones and say, I want to show you the fish I caught. Like, yeah, no. You can save that for yourself. I don't need to see a dead fish. If I want to see a dead fish, I'm sure I can see a dead fish just walking along the lake shore. 803-0930, because I think fish have feelings. I really do. But do clams have emotions? I think that's a larger question. All right, I need to break. Yes, already, I know. But the phone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly. And if you're on hold right now, you can stay there, or you can call back when you hear Tom Puckett sliding into his commercials at about 2:32, 2:33, whenever that's going to be, on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Your encounters with deer and your car, which I hope to never experience, but I'm pretty sure I will at some point. And also your close encounters with other wildlife. Like, you know, we've also got a lot of wild turkey. I'm not talking about the booze. We have a lot of wild turkey in western New York. So I think it's only a matter of time before we start hearing more horror stories about people running into these giant turkey walking or flying across the road as best they can. Turkey vultures, totally different thing, but I think turkey vultures, they're so ugly, they're beautiful. I'm sorry. All right, I need to break. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls, so you can lay back and listen to the news, and then when Tom Puckett slides into the commercials, you can call in with your story on News Radio 930 WBEN, because, again, I do try to be very respectful of your time. We need to break, and then your call's coming up right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Wonder how the Bills are going to fare with their encounter with the Dolphins. Technically mammals, right? On WBEN. Tanner. This song is an emetic. The Ohio Express. We might as well just do one-hit wonder musical bumps today, since yesterday's show was such a freaking riot. I might whip it out again next Wednesday. That's how much fun I had doing that show. I really did. Anyway, I mean, not that doing this show isn't fun, but that one was particularly... it was particularly riotous, I thought. All right. So, again, this is the time of the year, especially sun up, sundown, where you're very likely to have conflict between your automobile and a deer. So I'm kind of curious, where did you hit your deer? And several years ago, I looked at a map of car-deer collisions in Amherst, and I was stunned, A, at how many we have in Amherst, and B, where they are concentrated. Because there are definitely some areas of concentration. I thought, whoa! And I don't know what you do to avoid it, because technically, we as human beings have encroached upon the deer habitat. And for a while, like, you didn't really see deer in the suburbs. I mean, we didn't even see any in Allegheny State Park. But now, not only are they're back with a vengeance, and they have grown increasingly brazen. You don't even have to wait until sunset anymore or sunrise anymore to see deer. They literally, at least in some parts of Western New York, they'll walk down your sidewalk in the middle of the day as if they own it. And I'm sorry, but I always laugh when I hear the sound of hooves on the sidewalk outside my house, because I'm thinking, uh-oh, Satan has come for my soul, on the one hand. On the other hand, I think, oh, deer, that's kind of cool. Hope they're not leaving ticks behind, although a number of animals can leave the deer tick behind, which can lead to Lyme disease. It's not necessarily limited to deer. The deer are being specially profiled for the deer tick, when in fact it could be a tick of a number of different origins. But where and when did you hit your deer? Okay, this is the time of the year, kind of like a public service show, but I think there's a good message to it. And the fact of the matter is, you can be very easily stunned when you hit a deer, and you can be hurt when you hit a deer. You can be killed hitting a deer. Doesn't happen that often, but I can remember a couple of stories here in Western New York where we've had human drivers killed by collisions with deer. And in addition to the deer, give me some cool wildlife stories from Western New York. I guess hedgehogs can live here. They like hedgerows in particular. But just remember something. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. Never mind. Anyway, sounds like it should be in a song. In fact, it is in a song. You might have heard it once or twice. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go up north from where we are to Barker. And David, you are on WBEN. Hello, David.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I live up in the agricultural zone, and it's terrible. It's terrible. I've hit one with my car, my daughter's car, a rental car.
Jeez. Did you have the rental car because... Wait, did you have the rental car because your other car was in the shop from a deer accident?
I had the rental car because I got rear-ended in my car.
Well, let's not get personal here. Okay, so the agriculture... thank you for having a sense of humor about that. The accidents you've had, what roads were they on?
Oh, Carmen Road, Drum Road, like the Middleport, Heartland area.
Now, do you think that any of these accidents were your own fault? And I'm going to condemn myself here for saying this, but when I'm in an area where I know there are deer abundant, I put up my deer dar, and I am so vigilant for deer. And knock on wood, so far I've had a sixth sense at knowing when deer are out, where they're going to be. I slow down, and more often than not, I escape a collision just by being aware of the local deer population and where they're located. And I will tell you that I live near Garrison Park in Williamsville, and lately there have been giant herds of deer crossing Garrison into the park. I think they need to put up a deer sign, but I guess Brian Culpa has talked to the state, and the state didn't want to put up a deer sign or something. So anyway, tell us about your stories.
Well, I'd say one of them was my fault, because I was probably speeding, and one just jumped out in front of somebody's, like a parking lot, rather, out of the gravel lot, clipped the front end of the rental car. Thank God I had insurance on it, because otherwise that would have cost me like $1,000.
Aye. Well, your primary auto insurance policy does provide coverage for when you're in a rental car, does it not?
It probably does, but I also had, they snuck the insurance in on me when I rented the car.
Good thing.
I didn't even know I had the insurance.
Good thing.
So I'm kind of glad he did.
See, you were rear-ended, but it paid off. Just saying. Thank you for laughing at that. I have a very juvenile sense of humor. At that moment of impact, how many seconds or milliseconds do you think you had between the time you saw uh-oh and the time of impact where you hit the deer?
1 second.
Yep. And there's nothing. You know what? There's nothing you can do, and I'm sure you've heard me tell the story more than once in recent weeks, but it obviously left a mark on me, because how this deer did not get hit by my car is something of a minor miracle. The only thing I can say is when it comes to driving, my reflexes are incredibly astute, and I actually attribute that to taking an EVOC course way back when I was in my 20s, emergency vehicle operator course. And I knew exactly what to do, because you know what they always say, you fight as you train, you train how you're going to fight. And that was a question of hitting the brakes and then turning the wheel just enough where the deer and my car did not collide. And I was rather proud of myself. And yes, I was aware there was no oncoming traffic. I mean, all of these decisions took place in probably a second or less.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. last winter I got hit. One jumped out of my neighbor's front yard, 6:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Next thing you know, there's a big hole in my car.
What time of the day was it?
I was like 6:30 in the morning. I was on my way to work.
Yep. Early morning and early evening are the ideal times because they're on the road. They're on the run from something.
With all these apple orchards, there's no time of day. When you're around an apple orchard, they're skirting across the street all day long.
You know, I would love to know because, as you know, you live in a zone that is a microclimate that is great for grapes, it's great for apples, it's great for peaches, cherries, and a number of our great agricultural products in Western New York. I mean, you've heard that, right? The microclimate you have up there?
Those are three things I have on my farm right now, grapes, apples, and cherries.
Hey, thanks for sending me cherries over the springtime. Really appreciate the generosity. But I love cherries, but, you know, I'm just saying. But you've hit, let me just count these up, three deer?
Four
deer. But, I kind of wonder when you describe, look, deer love apples, okay? They love apples. And I can't imagine. So what?
So do my goats.
Your goats? You didn't. Okay, yeah, now you're bringing goats into the equation. Thank you, goat man. but I would love to know the amount of monetary damage to the orchards the deer do every year. I mean, you've got low-hanging fruit, and they're going to be in a deer's belly very quickly.
Oh, astronomical. Astronomical.
And there's nothing you can do about it, is there? I mean, I remember when Grandpa Bowerly used to take us cherry picking, that they used to have these machines that went off every 30 seconds that sounded like a gunshot, even though it wasn't a gunshot. And supposedly that was to keep the critters away that wanted to munch on the cherries.
Well, you can. There's a motion-sensing water sprayer for, like, your lawn. You hook these up around your perimeter, and when it senses the motion, it starts spraying water like a sprinkler.
And that's enough to scare the deer away so they run back into the road to get hit by a semi-truck, or what?
Well, my goats don't like getting squirted with water, so I'm sure the deer don't either.
How many? All right, I need to pursue this line of questioning just a little bit further. Sir, how many goats do you have?
Right now, just two.
Two? Why? Just are they pet goats? Are they? Do they produce anything for you?
No, they don't. They're males. My daughter wanted goats.
Oh, I think goats are super cool. I'm sorry. Do you remember Rambo Jim calling his show like a decade ago, talking about the Goat Man of Tonawanda as a neighborhood character, a guy by Ellicott Creek? Ellicott Creek around the area of the Blue Whale Car Wash in the town of Tonawanda. It might be a little bit out of your purview in Barker, but apparently there was a guy many years ago. Apparently, he was like the goat shepherd, and he would just basically take his goats from place to place, like that scene in Patton when Patton is pulling into some nondescript city in Morocco to meet Bradley. Okay, so you've got four deer. How about members of your family? How have they fared with deer?
No, everybody else is okay.
Wow.
I'm the lucky one.
Well, okay, but the common... Okay, and look, I'm not trying to be a jerk, okay? But please understand that. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, rude, mean, disorderly, or whatever. But the common denominator in these accidents is you. When you look back on your collisions with deer, you said that the once in the rental car you may, without admitting culpability, you may have been going a little faster than the speed limit. But the other times, realistically, is there anything you could have done? Like when the deer jumps out in front of you from your neighbor's property, I don't know how much you could have done there. But how about you? You were there. You know what happened. Could they have been prevented?
Just the one where I was maybe going a little fast.
Maybe. But since there's no record of it, nobody could ever prove that.
Right, no record.
When's the last time you hit one?
This last winter.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's the protocol you follow when you hit a deer? Do you call the police and say, yep, I just got a deer, and do you stick around waiting for them to show up?
No, absolutely not. If the deer's dead, I just keep going.
What if it's not dead? Do you take matters into your own hand and put it out of its misery, or call the cops?
I will, and then I'll just take it home.
You eat venison?
I do.
Look, I don't know the legalities of it. I don't think you're allowed to do that, but the humanity of it. If you're watching a deer in agony and you're waiting for the sheriff to get there and it's going to be 20 minutes, I think it's human nature to just want to put it out of its misery, you know, and just take your chances.
Yeah. Hopefully
the cops in the rural area cut people a little bit of slack when they do that, because it's obviously a humanitarian thing and not a cruelty thing, and you take the deer home anyway and you process it.
Absolutely.
So clearly,
yeah, I've seen them get hit out in front of my house, and there's just nothing left.
There's also nothing left except tufts of fur when a pack of coyotes descends upon a deer. Mentioned this yesterday. I've heard it described to me. It's something I hope I never have to see. Because me being me, I'll rush out there with a club and chase the coyotes away. But I couldn't be fast enough, because coyotes will shred a deer in less than a minute.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm a deer hunter. Last year I had to go and track a deer. I went back around midnight, and when I walked into the woods, I spooked the coyote away from the deer. They were eating on my deer already.
Yep. Now they're opportunistic little vultures. That would be out of season, right?
No, that was during last deer season.
Oh, okay. You had the necessary. But I thought that after sunset, you could not discharge a firearm to get a deer. Is that correct?
I didn't have to. It was already dead. I didn't put a great shot on it, so I had to give it some time to expire. So I went back out at midnight and tracked it, found the deer, brought it home.
What was left of it after the coyotes had their way with it. Any trepidation? Any trepidation about catching some kind of a disease from the coyotes?
No, I didn't eat that section of meat. No.
All right. Well, look, thank you. Thank you very much. Great way to start off the show. You are a serial killer of deer, sir, without even trying to be.
Yes, I am.
You're calling from Barker. One of the things I'm curious about, because people send me pictures of bear around Western New York almost every day. Have you come face to face with a bear? I have not.
Not up in the North Towns. It's rare. It's very rare.
I'm not so sure how rare it is way up in the North Towns. I know, like, along railroad lines, they use those to kind of navigate across New York State. How about porcupines? Any porcupine sightings?
Nope, not since I was in the Adirondacks.
I think they're cute. Any hedgehogs?
Nope, we got weasels in our hedgerows.
Oh, not hedgehogs, but you've got weasels in your hedgerows. But still, just the immortal words should echo through your head. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a weasel.
a weasel.
Yeah, it's a weasel. All right, pop goes the weasel. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the call. Fine way to start off. We are doing kind of a public service-y show and hopefully an entertaining show. And this is not a good time to call, because you're going to be on hold for over 10 minutes, and I don't like doing that to you. I truly don't. So when you hear Tom Puckett sliding into the news at 3, or sliding into the commercial at about 3:04, you certainly can call in. Want to know where you hit your deer, how many you've hit, the circumstances of your wanton recklessness in hitting deer. And I'm being facetious, because deer, look, I'm sorry, deer, to me, have the mental, they've got the IQ of a squirrel, but they're just bigger. And I don't know about where you live, but in my neighborhood, I'm convinced the squirrels are completely inbred, kind of like the English monarchy, and they are not operating with a full deck. There are some streets in the neighborhood, I'm convinced they're so inbred as to be, well, I'd use a word, but it would get me into trouble. They're not well. I'll simply say that. They're not well. I mean, these are squirrels that will just, like, run into the middle of the road. Like, wait a minute. Didn't you hear the engine? Didn't you hear anything? You just decided to run in the middle of the street? Didn't your mother squirrel, your sister mother squirrel, tell you anything about crossing streets? And usually every single spring you see a whole bunch of dead squirrels. And it's, I'm telling you, there's got to be something to do with inbreeding and a reduced lack of mental capacity with the squirrels in certain streets where I live. I don't know where you live, but boy, do I have some stupid squirrels. 803, haven't hit one. Haven't hit one, but I'm very, very careful and cautious. And squirrels are almost like naturally built to camouflage in with the road, if you're not paying attention. All right, we'll continue this after the news at 3 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN. I've got a bunch of other topics, too, to get to, but I think this is an important one. And in all seriousness, one of the reasons I'm doing it is to raise awareness of car-deer collisions. This is one of the times of the year when they are on the increase, and you really, really, really got to be careful. And even, you know what, you can be careful, 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 and it still doesn't matter. If the deer is going to jump in front of you, the deer is going to jump in front of you. And again, if I didn't have the reflexes I have driving, there would have been one more dead deer, and my car would still be over at Gabe's or Todaro's place, one of them. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And hello to everybody who works for Frank Todaro. Hope you guys are having a good time listening to the show. We need to break, and then back to your calls. I don't like keeping people on hold any longer than possible. So if you want to call in now, that's cool. Just understand you're going to be on hold for a few minutes. But after that, after we head back from the news, then it's all going to be good on News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to thank one of my friends named Don for the thumbs up on changing the theme song to Led Zeppelin's Kashmir from Play That Funky Music, White Boy, which just started to annoy me after a couple of decades on WBEN.